football, you're not on the field, but it's all important things that you need to know.
Yeah, this morning it was obviously the real informational. A lot of the rookies, we just sat in there, went through a whole bunch of different like seminars and really just a bunch of helpful tools to help us throughout our careers.
Von didn't get you the specs yet because you haven't met him yet, right?
No, I haven't met him yet. But, obviously, I took notice of the type of glasses that he wears, too. A lot of people think these are fake, but I actually need these. But, yeah, I like really fancy glasses, big glasses, stuff like that.
Are you and Von get along well?
Yeah.
Do you see an opening, perhaps, at slot receiver right away? And how would you characterize that chance? Because that's what you're known as, a sharp route runner. That's something that stuck out, obviously, at the senior bowl today.
Oh, yeah. Really, just any opportunity that I see, I'm going to try and make the most of it. Like you said, really, there could be an opening in the slot. It's really wherever Coach Azani sees me fitting in best into this offense, and really where I can see myself really flourishing as best as possible as well. So it's all about fits. Not necessarily going to just classify myself in one position. I'm going to try and really just get on the field any way possible, whether that be in the slot or on the outside. But either way, I'm just going to try and make the most out of any opportunity that I get.
So do you look at Emmanuel's game a lot? He was a slot. Now he's on the outside. He can bounce anywhere.
Yeah, actually, just asked the video guys for the Broncos here to put a lot of Emmanuel Sanders tape on my iPad specifically so I can just watch and learn. And then, by the time I obviously get on the field with him and a lot of other vets like Demaryius Thomas and a lot of the other guys, I can just really go in and have questions and learn a lot from them as much as I possibly can, too.
Do you have a preference of where you play? I know you'll play anywhere, but do you have a preference?
Not a preference, really. Just as long as I can just get a chance to go out there and play football, I'm really just grateful for it, regardless of where it would be. I obviously played my last two seasons in college in the slot, but then my first 2 years before that, I was inside and outside. So not really a preference. It's just wherever the team needs me to be, and I'll just do it to the best of my capability.
So George Coghill was your position coach in high school. Is that correct?
Yeah, he was one of my position coaches in high school.
And have you leaned on him at all about the Denver experience or what he knows about?
Yeah, I kept in contact with him. Obviously, he was really excited when I got drafted by Denver as well. He told me as much as he knew about the place, and then he was really excited for me and things like that. So, yeah, I leaned on him for a lot of basically, helpful tools and stuff I need to know about being out here and things of that sort. But yeah, he's helped me a lot as well.
You mentioned Coach Azani. He coached some guy named Antonio Brown when he was in college. Are you going to ask Coach, hey, can you – give me those digits, reach out to Antonio, kind of pick his ear?
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't really thought about that, but I'm actually going to lean a lot on Coach Azani. Really just I see him as helping me a lot and really just a person that can bring my game to the next level and just make me a great receiver in the NFL. I just realized that from working with him in the Senior Bowl, and I just enjoy working with him, and I can just see myself really flourishing under his teachings and really just taking all the things he teaches me on the field and just bringing it out there on Sundays and using it to the best of my capability.
What's your first impressions of this rookie class as people in on the field?
Yeah, first impression of the rookie class, all these guys, they're great guys. It's a ton of great players, a ton of talent that honestly is – surprising that we could get all of us on the same team. But yeah, all the guys are great guys. I've enjoyed my time with them so far. It's only been 2 days. But a lot of them, they're really ready to work. They're all guys that are hard workers from really what I've seen on their college tape or playing against some of them or training with some of the guys. So I think it's a great bunch of guys, and we're ready to work and get started.
Yeah, the bunch of them are captains almost at the college level, some of high school. Do you sense that about this group, a maturity, a different level of maturity of football IQ?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of these guys really just 21, 22 years old, but they're really mature above their age. Like you said, team captains in college and really leaders of their team, regardless if they were team captains or not. There's a sense of maturity among all the guys here. They're all ready to work. Like I said, I can tell they have a great work ethic and they're really excited to get started.
What can you tell me about Fumagalli, the Wisconsin guy playing against him? I weren't going against him personally, but what can you tell me about
him? Played against Fum, obviously, in college in the Big Ten Championship game. He had a great game and he had a great career at Wisconsin, too. He made plays and he was one of the best tight ends for his entire career at Wisconsin. So he was a great route runner as well. He has great hands. He played, honestly, efficiently throughout his college career. He produced a lot for Wisconsin. And I'm really excited to see how he does here, actually.
What did you take from your week with the Broncos at the Senior Bowl? I know you mentioned Coach Azani, but what else did you kind of glean from that experience?
Really just, how the Broncos organization works on a practice level, basically the intensity and the attention to detail that we have to have on a practice like setting and things of that sort. We treat it every day like it was a game, and every practice and every drill was important out there, and really all goes from individual drills to team periods, and everything was high intensity. So Really just working with them, I just saw really it's like they really have a lot of hardworking people on the staff, and they really just treat it that same way, and they make sure they're going to get the best out of their guys in every practice.
How much different were those practices than practices in college?
Yeah, it was really different. It was somewhat a little bit more fast-paced. Obviously, being at the Senior Bowl, a lot of things are just like swirling around your head and just being trying to get adjusted and learn on the fly. But really, it was just more so of just the fast-paced and how everything was just clicking and rolling and really didn't stop for anything. And we just made sure we got things right. And once we did that, we were moving on to the next thing. Special teams is also a huge part of those practices at the Senior Bowl as well. Spent a lot of time, spent about like 30, 45 minutes in each practice at the Senior Bowl on special teams. So I saw that was a key component for their team as well.
Do you have a little bit of chip on your shoulder about where you were drafted?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But that was my mentality. I could have been a first-round pick, undrafted. I could have been anywhere in the mid to late rounds. I would have had a chip on my shoulder regardless because, you know, I just have high expectations for myself. And I'm just willing to work hard no matter if it, where I could have been or where I would have gotten drafted at. I'm going to just work hard and make the most out of any opportunity I get.
What's the key to thriving?
Really just attention to detail, I'd say. And like it's like you guys noted, really my route running is something that I take pride in. So as long as I carry that same mentality and I'm paying attention to all the little details and I'm really precise in all the things that I'm doing, I think that'll be like a key component to being successful.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ashawn.